And before the week came on, the person knows that the idea of the Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, I will stand before the Subhanahu wa Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. I will present myself before the Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, whether I like it or not. And the Sufiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be there. Then what I will do? Person who has got great belief and is strong, and these beliefs are based upon the Quran and the Hadith, then you will see you will behave and you will act according to the sayings of Rasulullah. Iman is based upon the first of the proof, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists, or there is a Ta'ala cover, or you have to prove any point of belief. Then he has got three sources of argumentation. And in Islam, for example, he was to prove a Masjid, he was to prove a law in Islam, the rule or a regulation in Islam, which is external, then they are forced by the sources of argumentation. Islam, for example, he will use these four sources, the Quran Kareem, the Hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Qiyas and Ijma. Qiyas is deduction by heredity. And heredity is arranged for the Quran Kareem. And Ijma means consensus of opinion of the Ulama Ikram of Muslims. Or the Sahaba Ikram, radiallahu ta'ala. So you have to prove any point in Islam. I'm very adept, I'm very observant, I'm very a Sunda, I'm doing the Quran by this direction, or I'm giving a speech before Friday Khutbah. How do you prove it? If you look into the Quran, if you look into the Hadith, if you do it by Ikram or Ijma. No other way. You cannot say my grandfather here in the dream and told me. That's no proof. We stand here, people talk before Friday. This is also proven. I'll explain what they did. Simply as a baby daughter of the Lamadan and the Jewish. But the Abu Huraira is the Lamadan and the Jewish. As far as belief is concerned, as far as Akkad is concerned, the person is the three sources. That is Quran Kareem. And those Quran Kareem ayahs which are categorical in nature, which are different with five in nature, and which have got no other interpretation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, you can say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent, it's not dependent on the same stuff. So the belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent comes from Quran. And from Hadith. Now Hadith has got, the same of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, has got various categories and degrees. There is, for example, the weak hadith, segregated hadith, hooked up hadith, good hadith, strong hadith. So every hadith is classified and categorized. So those hadiths which we term as hadith of the Wafira, continuous hadith, from that you can deduce a meaning. Wow, what is the definition of hadith of the Wafira? Maybe you can start to say something, Sahaba Ikram read it, narrated it. And the narration is such a great quantity that in the next generation also a great quantity of Tabi'in narration is until compilation. And there is no possibility that this hadith is fabricated. There is no probability that this hadith is true. From such a hadith, we should deduce a meaning. Thirdly, we will deduce the belief of Ijma, consistent with the opinion of the Sahaba Ikram and the Allah Sahaba and the And Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu has been, for example, the night of Mi'raj Pass. We are believing the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most beloved of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the best of Anbiya Alaihi Salaam wa Salaam, the fourth of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for this meeting. And he went bodily, physically, from Mecca to Jerusalem. So from Mecca to Jerusalem is categorically proven from the Quran. From Jerusalem, when he went up to the heavens, that is proven from Hadith of the Wafira. So if a person denies either of these two movements, physically or bodily, he becomes a kafir. You are not sure of this. Mahmoud Ibn Sallallahu says the person who does not believe the physical ascension, the physical barrage of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is a mullah, he is a renegade, and he is a apostate. And that means the order of apostasy was gone. The Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for example, indicated strongly that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu should become the first Khalif. And after the divine Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, حضرت ابو بکر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی قسمت کریں صحابہ کرام رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ اجمعین دیکھتے تھے لیکن غیر دیکھ کے لیے تو نہیں ہے اور صحابہ کرام رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی If a person now says it is a brother, the person says no, that I do not believe that Allah is not going to be able to shoot or speak for them, that he is not going to be the first Kalima, then he is the Kafir. Now, Shah Yusuf Ali has stated this also, that the person who says that Allah is not going to be able to has made a fix that Allah is not going to be able to leave the world of Islam. It's very simple. Iman, what is basically Iman? Iman is that we believe whatever we think is the law of yourself, hold us, irrespective of whether it makes sense or does not make sense, whether it appeals to rationality or not. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, Abu Rasulullah is the Umar Nabi Allah ta'ala who says that a person, a locality in a Muslim state denies the use of his sword, or spurns the use of his sword, or rejects the use of his sword, then it is upon the ruler, the hakim of that area, to make war with you and see them as apostate. Simple. Sunnah, the sister Sunnah will be very intolerant to this one. If a person rejects it all, denies it or stole it. This is the law. These days, what is happening is that every man is protesting that he is a good scholar or he is projecting Islam. And saying whatever he wants to say in the name of Islam, political motivations are all coming by law. So we've got the definition of Islam, we've got the definition of Iman as an idea. So understanding, generally we interlink this word, Islam and Iman. We correlate them. And the Prophet of Islam has stated that Iman cannot exist without Islam, and Islam cannot exist without Iman. One basic thing we must know, that a person must have correct meaning. Correct Akkaid, Imam will be correct. Akkaid will be correct. Then, the other side of Imam believes that a person can be a bad Muslim and a good Muslim, a practical Muslim and a non-practical Muslim. Provided that his Akkaid are correct, we do not condone that he must believe correctly as good Akkaid and sit at home. No. We say that he must have good Akkaid, good correct belief, and then he must become a practical Muslim. And you must practice Islam when Islam is never practiced. Some people say, no, a person has to practice, otherwise he will go into the other perpetuity. Ellison Bajama's view is very simple and correct. That a person, if he is not practical, he will go to the other of the virgin for cleansing and for cleaning your punishment of his sins. Now they are Cooper. Cooper is denial. Denial of any one point of the creation of the sin. One point of communication says it, which is proven appropriately and deniably, if a person denies it, it is the moral. For a person to become a Muslim, for a person to become a mu'min, there's no difference. They don't just say a person is a Muslim and not a mu'min. A person is a mu'min and not a Muslim. A Muslim is a mu'min and a mu'min is a Muslim. There's no proof of identity. A Kafir is that person who denies one thing of communication nowadays. Even if he gets married, and we say, Hika, Bola, what you will, Bola, what you will, Bola, or you get married. Now, when you get married, after you get married, you cannot say your wife whatever you want. You cannot say, why? You have to say it to a contract. You have to say it to a yeah. And to maintain this fact, you cannot go and say your wife says, oh, I divorce you, and I divorce you. A person who says that to his wife, he is quite strong for you. So, really, it is now. But that person who is married to his wife, he has a lot of responsibilities, duties, and functions to perform. The person in Islam, he has to believe in many things, which communicates to the heart of the Satan. Jannah, Jahannam, the punishment, the moon, the fable, the moon, the Sirat Muttaha, the Musira that you should cross, the Nabi Zabar, the books of the previous of the Ali Islam. Believe in Islam, Musa, Daul, all these things which we have not seen, but we believe, why we believe? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe it because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to deny any one point of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or to deny any one thing which Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran says, to deny it or to reject it or to spurn it, to jeer it or to mock it, become a god. That's why we believe this is a masala. Yes, if a person says, the way of Israel likes what we call moody. And the person says, I do not like moody because Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam likes moody, he becomes a kafir. Because you are hating something without beloved being grateful out of it. Every action of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is honor and right and respect to him. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved the Sahaba. Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam praised the Sahaba. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam praised the Sahaba. We have to do right. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spiritually changed the Sahaba. We should like the Sahaba, love the Sahaba, respect them and be careful. If you criticize, for example, Abu Aisha Siddiqa Ali Allah Ta'ala and stuff, you go out of the world. And Usul al-Deen are three. Believe in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, believe in the Risalah, and believe in the Akhirah. These three things, for he, Risalah, and Akhirah, every Nabi without faith, every Rasul without faith, Prophet Adam alayhi salam, this Nabi alayhi salam, the peace of the day. See the Quran, see the Ahadith, that every Nabi from Adam, Musa, Dawud, Isa, everyone says the same thing. The dream of Allah Muhammad Allah is one, we are not. Believe in your Risalah. Musa alayhi salam says, believe in his Risalah. Isa alayhi salam says, believe in his Risalah. Nabi Yuhayi Salah Allah says, not Nabi of Allah Muhammad Allah says, believe in his Risalah. And after, the day is going to be a day of judgment, where we are going to say, Shia says that there are five Usulati. Everything which is proven in the Quran, everything which is proven in the Hadith of Rasulullah and Islam, and has become commonly known, we classify that as Surah and the essentials of it. Every man knows that you have to pay five Islam. Every man knows you have to pass the Buddha. Every man knows you have to use the Quran. You deny these things, you go out of the Quran of Islam. In the narrative of Mother Safaq radiallahu ta'ala, these people are saying, why is Ulama Ikramah calling the Shia Kafirs, etc.? You must realize this. That if a person says one thing against Islam, one thing which is against Islam which is proven, then you go out of the fold of Islam. For example, simple. The person goes to Sanskrit, he says, the one I'm very pushy. The person says, Jai is a full of coffee, or runs a bucket. The person says, God. And then in the process, he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, by doing this action. The person feels in this place accumulated a form. Because first the students is there for form, and what is other things he further does. And why doing all these things, he says, this is the of Rahman Rahim, the goal out of the Lord of Islam, he was this Kalima breaking out. This was the thing which is haram, he has tried to make it haram by the Bismillah of Rahman Rahim. The person who says, for example, I learned to be child, he was calling a Muslim. The person who says, fornication is child, he was calling a Muslim. You're taking Islam for a mere thing. Everybody is becoming authority. You have four types of super, by the way. One is hideous super, one is open super, one is doubtful super, and one is false interpretation, which leads to. Open super like Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, openly they rejected Islam. Openly they rejected Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Abu Jahl, you know about Islam. That is interpretation is open. Then Abu Jahl, he is saying this himself, that I came to the stone for a Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Throw the food to the Sushullah and the fire of that pain, but I feel the heat of that. And I left the food. They knew the Sushullah was not. Hidden Cooper, that is the Munafikin, and doubtful Cooper, that is what is this? Everything you have a question. Every other of the Sushullah, which is not appealing to the mind of the head, because of our lack of understanding, because of our lack of comprehension, you have a question. And this is after. Then the false interpretation. That false interpretation you have to prove the voice. Then you sit around and try to study the Quran and carry the thing. Or this Quran is very mild, doubtful, or this Quran is very light, and contrary to the other Quran is very mild. Quran is very mild. Came down, peace means war. Came 22 years, 2 months of very school, a day. Then you have to sit down what people have said. They have
the
protect us from these things. They've got us from these things.
That's from